RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Oklahoma City, Lawrence, the fan. What's going on, Lawrence?
You know, when you lose and you're talented, there's a lot more rationalizing you have to do as opposed to when you lose and you suck like the Jets. So as a Giants fan, I'm rationalizing every time we lose, why is this happening to me? And especially this year with all the fourth quarter blown leads. And I had to rationalize yesterday extremely hard because I had called in and I had hoped that they had thrown the game. And as I'm rationalizing, I've come to terms with that. This team is very talented. And when Joe Shane took over, the team he was taking over was not going to win a Super Bowl right away. And it was years down the line that this team was supposed to be competitive. And I came to the mindset that it was probably this year is when we should have a playoff team that looks like we're ready to go. And if we didn't blow all those leads in the fourth quarter, we would be at 8 wins and we would have a playoff team. So you can't fire Joe Shane. I don't think you can. I wanted him fired too, but yesterday I changed my mind on it.
Well, I mean, but yesterday is against the Raiders, who basically told you, I mean, the Raiders did, I mean, publicly, the Jets didn't do it publicly, but the Raiders did publicly say, and we want to know part as an organization. And the team went out there and played like it. So, I mean, like, you look at the Giants, yeah, I don't think this team is untalented. Listen, I think Shane Bowen was a terrible hire as defensive coordinator. I said at the time. Like, I did. Like, I think for large stretches of the season, I think Abdul Carter was misused. You know, I do. Now, the run defense has got to be better. It was a little bit better yesterday. You know, Darius Alexander, I thought, played very, very well yesterday afternoon, right? So, I think getting Bowen out of the building, you know, the defense has played a little bit better. And you've got to play to the skill set and the talent of that defense as well and have an understanding of a defensive coordinator and really have the wherewithal and the creativity to be able to use the players you have in order to get the best out of those individuals. And I think Bowen was incapable of doing it. And I'm not putting all the blame just on him. And I think, listen, I don't think Dabes was his, I think at times he was his own worst enemy. There are deficiencies when you look at this roster. I don't think there's any doubt about it. There are that need to be rectified, that need to be improved. But the quarterback has been resolved. And I'm excited to see what Dart's going to turn into when he reaches his full maturity, full experience, and he reaches his ceiling, because I think he's going to be ridiculously good. And he's got a personality to him, and people might be bothered by that, and, you know, wearing his sister's chain and, you know, what he's walking, you know, that comes along with the territory. That's fine. Does anybody have any? Let me ask you this. Are you bothered by, you know, Joe Burrow at all? I am not. You know why? Because Burrow is great. And he makes everyone around him better. And he brings the team together. And he gets everybody to buy in. And think about the stories that are being written. I don't know if you hop online and read the stories of, you know, out in Cincinnati. And once again, you know, they're writing the stories of what could have been this year with the Cincinnati Bengals because of the Burrow toe injury. Because you know what? Great elite franchise quarterbacks rectify talent issues in other parts of the roster. Now, I don't know if Dart's ever going to be on the level of Joe Burrow, who, when he's right, is a top five quarterback in the National Football League, but those are what special quarterbacks can do in the NFL. Let's head out to Stamford, Connecticut. It's Brian. It's the fan. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, frustrated Giants fan of 50 years, right? This team has been killing me for the last 10 years, and I don't want the players to go out there and want to lose. Like, I get it. Players are competitive. They want to win. I get it. But ownership, Shane, they needed to sit Dart down. Thomas was out, sit Dart down, right? And all these people who think we had a great performance yesterday, we played against a team that laid down like dogs.
Yeah,
that was not a great performance by the Giants.
But they played well. Giants played well. You don't think
can you tell when the team you're playing against is laying down on the ground? Go watch that kickoff return from Deontay Banks, which thanks for showing up once in your career.
Well, can I ask you a question? Doesn't it say something to you that basically three quarters of the team celebrated with Banks after he scored the touchdown? Does that show you?
No, I understand. They're excited. They want to win.
I understand what the Raiders are. The Raiders stink. But the Giants did dispatch the Raiders how they should have. They did it impressively. Now, am I going to tell you that this was a great turning point for the Giant organization? Never said that. But there are things to look at yesterday where you should be excited about. You should be excited about the way that Abdul Carter and the pressure rate that he has had and how he has turned a corner in his rookie year. You should be excited about the way that the team played around Jackson Dart. You should be excited about the fact that they put together a game plan in which Dart can use his full skill set as a quarterback. Now, were the Raiders good? No, the Raiders are bad.
No.
But this was not a 17-13 victory. This was 34-10.
They laid down. Anyway, this is the third time we've done this, giving away the top pick in the last 5 or 6 years. That's frustrating. Meaningless wins against, what was it, the Commanders a few years back, et cetera. It's frustrating. And I got two more things. Calling designed quarterback runs at this stage in the season is just...
Why not?
It's irresponsible.
Why is it irresponsible?
Because you're putting that kid at risk. He's already gone into the blue tent how many times?
Well, I have no issue with him being designed runs. I have issues with the way that he takes unnecessary hits when he's out of the pocket. When they are not designed runs, Brian, like the hit he took against New England. Like when he's trying to stiff arm Charger defensive backs down the football field and taking 25 hits as a quarterback in that game. I have no issue with designed runs. You're using him as a quarter. You're using him as a running quarterback and using his full skill set. That's not a fireable offense. I understand how many times that he is, but you can do that with Jackson Dart, and that is not being irresponsible. That's being smart, because he's not a pure pocket passing quarterback. You know what makes Dart really, really good when you look at it at the basis of it is his ability, his pocket presence, and his ability to go out there and lengthen out a play and have an understanding of where he is while keeping his eyes down the football field. Where I have concerns with Dart is I don't need the defiancy from him after the Patriot game. I don't need him rationalizing out the concussion that he suffered against the Chicago Bears. He needs to be available because I think he's going to be great. But in order to be great, you got to be available and you got to be on the field. And you can't go out there in today's day and age of the NFL, where you are protected to the nth degree as a quarterback in the pocket. When you get outside the pocket, you are not, unless you're sliding. And there's no need for him to put his body at risk. Even as good as the SEC is, the SEC is not the NFL. And that's the point I have. Other than that, when you look at Dart, I think the world is his oyster. The long search for the Giants is over. They have found that guy. We're not going to get into debates as we did for years about Daniel Jones, about the caliber of quarterback Daniel Jones is and what he is. And kind of like, well, he is what it kind of, you know, you can make the, he's got the physical skill set to be able to do it. The Giants haven't built the team around him. Everything that we had, I mean, day in and day out, we had those conversations on WFAN. We don't have to have those conversations about Dart. He just needs to adjust the style and fashion in which he plays. A little bit of a tweak. And now you got to bring in the right coach that's going to continue to develop him. Cut the nonsense out with this team, hold them accountable, and set the tone and the standard of what Giant football is going to be about starting in 2026 and beyond. That's not my decision, but that's got to be the next guy that steps in the room.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.